while the very
God.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask of them? About their health, you'd say.
How you feel?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger?
Oh, no.
And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd say,
come again.
Huh?
Come back.
And someone had done you a favor, you'd say, thank you, I'm much.
I appreciate it.
I'm much of.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Did you ever say obliged or obliged?
My grandfather used to use that, but I didn't.
How would he say that?
Much obliged.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Any other way of saying that?
Not with me.
Do you ever hear Christmas gift?
Well, that's in the Christmas time. That's before Christmas, or Christmas Day.
What did they say?
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
Did they tell you Christmas gift?
Mm-mm.
You say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he did what? Well, say a butcher. He takes out some of that paper and he, if you've gotten some meat, you'd say he took out the paper and he
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
twice.
Or you'd be
high price.
Okay. Or if you were selling it for less than you paid for it, you'd be selling it at a
discount.
And on the first of the month, your bill is, when it's time to pay your bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
due.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
borrow.
You say back in the 30s, money was,
they'll come, my husband was working back in the 30s.
Well, there wasn't much money. You'd say money was pretty
scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little extra, and they call that,
I don't know, because I never was lucky enough for nobody in the store to give me nothing.
Did you ever hear Lan yet?
Yeah, I used to hear a colored lady say that, but see, she was begging, and I wouldn't.
She would say what?
If she bought some potatoes or something, she'd tell the man to give her a little land in the house. But I never did do that.
Would he give her something?
I don't know. But I know she was telling him that I was staying up there in Arkansas. I never was a hand for begging. If, now that man is on the porch, I get fish from him or anything, you know. But if I tell him I want some, I'm going out there to pay for it. I ain't going out there to ask him to give me nothing.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
sit down.
Or
lie down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, bed. He just
cried.
Or if he couldn't get out of bed, you say, all morning he just, you say, lay to bed or lay in bed, or how would you say that?
Lay down. Let me go fast in my back. Don't go down somewhere. I ain't fine off on this late. I'll be in bed directly.
You say she walked up to the altar and what down?
Mm-hmm.
If she was going to pray, she walked.